Artist Robert McCall spent most of his career thinking about technology and the future. That's because he was an artist who worked for NASA, and he chronicled the space program. Science fiction writer Isaac Asimov once described McCall as the nearest thing we have to an artist in residence from outer space. Robert McCall died last week, and commentator Andrew Chaikin has this appreciation.
Just inside the National Air and Space Museum is a six-story-high mural by Robert McCall celebrating the Apollo moon landings. Look beyond his larger-than-life astronaut, and you can see other worlds, yet unvisited, beckoning among the stars. McCall always had his mind on tomorrow. That was true even in the early 1960s when he envisioned the Apollo missions still on the drawing board for Life magazine. Those paintings gave millions of Americans their first glimpses of the fantastic adventure about to unfold. As a NASA space artist, he had a ringside seat for the moon landings. He was in mission control, sketchpad in hand, when the Apollo 15 astronauts drove the first lunar rover. Later, his artwork became a U.S. postage stamp commemorating the event. He also created stamps for the Skylab space station and the Viking Mars landings. McCall once told me he dreamed of going into space himself. He never made it, but his work did. He created the mission patches for the final Apollo landing in 1972 and the first space shuttle mission in 1981. What I loved most about Bob McCall and his work was his joyful optimism, the sense of promise in every painting. It wasn't just about astronauts and spacecraft. It was about humanity's journey beyond our home world into a bright future on an endless frontier. With NASA's future so up in the air, I hope we can find a way to honor that promise, to have a space program that McCall's countless fans would recognize.
Commentator Andrew Chaikin is the author of A Passion for Mars. You can comment on his essay on the opinion page at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.